Shabbos is the third of the Arba Parshiot that we read about the mitzvah paraduma, the red heifer. How in the time of the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan, if a person was the Tamei Maid, he would go through a process where ashes of the red heifer were mixed with Mayim Chayim and poured on him, in which case he became Tahor, and he was able to bring the Korban Pesach. Rashi in the Mishnah in Masechet Megillah and Daf Chav Tet learns that they would read this so to remind people to be Metahir before Pesach. In other words, in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, you came to Shul, you heard this Kriya Satorah, and you remembered, I have to get ready for Pesach. Mamela, that's the way I'll go with it. That's the way Rashi learns. The Mishnah Berurah adds on, so today it's just Zeich LeMikdash. We don't have a Paraduma. We just remember the way that people would be doing those things. But the Mishnah Berurah adds on that we should be Mispalel, that Hashem will sprinkle upon us Mayim Tahorim. In the Haftarah this week, in Yechezkel, it says that in the future I'm going to give you a Lev Chadash, I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to gather you from all the nations, and I'll take away the Lev HaEven Mi Basarachem. I'll take away the stone heart from you, and I'll give you a Lev Basar. In other words, people will have a different attitude in the Yimot HaMashiach, and then Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Torim. I'll sprinkle water on you, but it means metaphorically, just as I Hashem, just as I created that a person can be Matire themselves, in such a fashion, I'm going to bring you Kapara. There's the Mechaber brings down that some say that Parshat Zachor and Parshat Paraduma are both from the Torah. So first there's a Chakira that the Binyan Shlomo has. Rav Shlomo Cohen was a Dayan at Vilna, so he has Shas and Shus Binyan Shlomo. So the Binyan Shlomo, he wants to say that the obligation to read Parshat Para is different than the obligation to read Parshat Zachor. Even assuming arguendo that they would both be in the Torah, they're different. He thinks that the Parshat Zachor is a chov on ish yachid. Each person has an obligation to hear Parshat Zachor. If I'm not with a minion, I have to do whatever I can to get to a minion. And even if all else fails, so I'll lay Parshat Zachor by myself. But he figures that the other parshiot, that's a chov on the tzibur. It's an obligation on the tzibur. So the tzibur has an obligation to read it. But if I'm not with a tzibur, so mela, then there's no chiv. We said that the Mechaber says that some say that Parshas Paraduma is also a Min HaTorah. It's hard to understand how it's Min HaTorah. The Magen Avraham says, I don't know where this is Ramos. He says, I don't know Heicha Ramiza. Where is this hinted that it's from the Torah? If it's not Min HaTorah, it would be a Mitzvah Midrabanan. But assuming that it's Doraisa, what would be the argument that we could fashion to say that this is an obligation to read Parshas Paraduma this Shabbos? So a number of ideas have been suggested. I'll just go through some briefly. One idea is from the Avodah Yisrael. He says, if you look in the Torah, it repeats the word Lemur. It says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe v'Aaron, Lemur, and says, Zot Chukat HaTorah, says Sivah Hashem Lemur. It repeats Lemur twice. He wants to say the second Lemur is to teach you that there's a time that you won't be able to do it physically, but you'll just repeat it over. Then there's another shot which the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. It says Chukat Olam. It says in the parsha, it says Zot Chukat HaTorah. Then in the middle of the parsha, it says Chukat Olam, means in perpetuity Zachok. And then it repeats it again, Chukat Olam at the end. So the extra Chukat Olam he learns is teaching that there's a time that I'll have the mitzvah by doing the kriya. But a different shot is brought down by the Malbim and others. It says that there's a mitzvah in the Torah in Parshas Ekev. It says, Zachor Yad Asher Hiksafta Hashem Lokecha Bamidbar. It's a mitzvah on us to remember how we angered Hashem in the Midbar with the Maasei HaEgel. So some want to say, the Malbim and others want to say, that we don't want to, in other words, we have this mitzvah to remember Maasei HaEgel. We don't want to say it mefurish. It's too degrading and embarrassing for us to have a laning with the eagle that we have to adopt. It didn't hakin amis parsha shavua. We don't want to dafka, have this thing, isolated that we're reading about the eagle. So instead, we read, or the chachamim established that we read about the paraduma. The paraduma is like the back door to the eagle. You know that Rashi brings down that tavo imant kenech tzot bana, that the mother cow will come and clean up the dirt from the child, the eagle. So the eagle was the avera, and the paraduma is the kapara for it. So someone said that's why it's min haTorah. All right, I think that's the Rashi Prakim. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Rabbi Chanan Bechashmas Baruch Zil, Tiyotot Rabban, Tumas Foshnemar, Rabbi Tzolim Kovya Adir.